The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving, settling into your experience. Being with yourself. Sometimes I feel like this is a process of just very naturally not trying to force the mind to stay with anything, but just kind of settling back and saying, okay, what's here? What's easy to know? How's the body? Just in a very kind of gentle way with simple connection to how you are right now. It does kind of have a feeling of landing or arriving or coming in, coming together, something like that. Remembering to be aware. To connect with this moment. How is the body right now? Is there tension or ease in the body? Are there places of tightness that might be able to be relaxed? We sometimes hold habitual tension in our bodies. And just bringing awareness, attention to the body can highlight that, point it out to us. Sometimes just the awareness of it, just recognizing, oh, there's tension here. Sometimes just the awareness is enough for it to begin to soften. And if that happens, that's a lovely way to explore relaxation of the body. And it can also be helpful to just take a few moments to scan through the body, checking in and exploring. Can this part of the body relax? Maybe the face, the head can relax, the neck and shoulders. And sometimes with this kind of exploration, just checking in, we might not actually notice the tension there, but with the invitation, can this relax? There can be a little bit of relaxation that happens that we weren't quite aware of. So that can be really supportive too. Face, head, neck, shoulders. Maybe they can relax. Arms and hands. Relax. Chest and upper back. Maybe they can relax. All the muscles in the torso, down the front of the torso. Chest, the ribs, stomach, abdomen, down the back of the torso, upper middle back, lower back, hips, Maybe they can relax. As an invitation, not a command. Is it possible? Is there some relaxation available here? The hips, maybe the hips can relax, the legs. The feet. Maybe too, there can be a softening or relaxation inside the body, deeper in the core of the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and intestines can relax. As the body relaxes, it can affect the mind and support the mind also being more relaxed. Maybe you can see or check in. What is the quality of the mind now? Is there a difference? Is there a little bit more willingness to be here? Maybe a little more ease or softness in how we're meeting experience. This is a little bit of relaxation of mind. And maybe we can invite a little bit more. Maybe the mind can relax. For me, the relaxation of mind often feels like a letting go of an agenda. Letting go of needing to do something. Maybe a sense of letting go of worries or concerns. Maybe with a little reminder, whatever's here in this moment, this is okay. This can be met with mindfulness. And mindfulness does function without our deciding what to be mindful of. So we can relax. Being aware of whatever is obvious in this moment. Letting mindfulness know, do, its own work, aware of experience as experience in the present moment. This is the sensations of body, vibration, pulsing, tingling, bodily experience as bodily experience. Simple. Aware perhaps of the quality of sensation, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Maybe that's a piece of what's clear, obvious in this moment. And again, the encouragement of the Buddha when feeling a pleasant feeling, one understands this is a pleasant feeling. When feeling an unpleasant feeling, one understands this is an unpleasant feeling. Kind of simple, relaxed receiving of what's here. We may be aware of sounds and hearing. Know that hearing is happening. No need to add anything or figure anything out about it. Again, as the Buddha says, and the herd is only the herd, just hearing. Hearing is hearing. Maybe there's emotions or moods, states of mind that are present, pull the attention or kind of come into awareness. That too, the Buddha encourages us to just be aware. One understands a mind that has aversion as a mind that has aversion. One understands a mind that doesn't have aversion as a mind that doesn't have aversion. With relaxation of body and mind, we can simply receive, be aware of experience as experience in the present moment. There's no need for an agenda to pay attention to anything in particular. And yet at times that can be supportive. And so if you find in this moment that it feels more natural or easeful for you to connect with some aspect of experience, such as the breath or body sensation, that's fine. I often encourage, especially as we're entering into practice, as entering into our meditation, where is it most easeful to be present? How is it most easeful to be present? Kind of a movement of settling with our mind's natural inclinations and being aware of that. For some, settling back and simply receiving changing experience, one thing after another, can feel very restful and easeful. For others, just staying with the breath can be the most easeful. And so a little bit of checking in. What supports for you in this moment, this capacity to be aware of the present moment as the present moment, with some ease and relaxation of mind?